You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our partnership with Concentrate Media, an online-only news publication focusing primarily on the positive news in our community. So we're always happy to be joined by Sarah Rigg, project manager for On the Ground IPSY. Hi, Sarah. Happy New Year.
Hello. Happy New Year to you, too.
And who is the guest you've brought with you today?
I've brought with me Peter Lindemann, who is a communication and policy specialist with the Office of Community and Economic Development at Washtenaw County.
Hi, Peter. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
And what is the focus of your article this week?
Well, there's been a lot of talk about the 2020 census, but I really wanted to talk very specifically about what Ypsilanti and IPSY Township have to gain and lose in the 2020 census. They have a few special challenges in terms of typically underreported demographics. There was a little bit lower participation in the 2010 census, and so there are many community partners trying to get out the word about why it's important to participate in Census 2020.
And Peter, I'm assuming that's your job.
Yes. So the way the census works is that the federal government does their round of advertising, but they also realize that they're not the best at reaching local communities necessarily. So they count on us, local governments, to partner with community organizations to kind of fill the gaps to make sure everybody knows about the census, how to take the census, and why it's so important to take the census.
Let's just begin with the basics. When does it start and how is it going to be run?
Yeah, so this is actually a really exciting year because it's the first time ever that the census will not be done on paper forms. It'll be done completely online or over the phone. So that is exciting, but it also offers a lot of potential challenges. Coming out in March, they will be sending invitations to everyone's house with instructions about how to complete the census online or over the phone. Throughout the month of March, they'll be sending these invitations, and people will be able to complete them at any time. Then at the end of April, that's when the typical address canvassing will start, when people will start knocking on doors, making sure that everyone who didn't take it online or over the phone is able to take it in person.
Every 10 years, we do the census. And Sarah, when you put this article together, what did you find was the situation in Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti Township back in 2010?
So Michigan overall lost population in the 2010 census, and that led to us losing representation in the U.S. House, which is really unfortunate. And if we continued on that road, we could even lose more representation. So obviously that's a big issue, not necessarily specific to Ypsilanti, but Ypsilanti and IPSY Township did have slightly lower response rates than the county as a whole. Michigan as a state did pretty well. I believe Peter had told me they were fifth in the nation in terms of response rates, and that Washtenaw County overall wasn't too bad, but IPSY and IPSY Township were a little bit lower. They were more like between 70 and 75% response rate. And for every person who doesn't respond to the census, you lose about $1,800. So that's, you know, for roads, schools, all kinds of programs.
Do you think people are clear on that? They understand that there is an economic impact of responding or not responding to a census?
I don't think that they do. The type of person who wouldn't respond is probably the person who just doesn't understand how important it is. I don't think people understand how important it is and then just don't reply. I really think either they don't understand or they're so fearful of some sort of repercussion that they imagine could happen from answering the census that they won't answer. And we did talk about that a little bit in the article about, you know, how the information is aggregate and nobody's individual information can be used against them.
We're talking billions of dollars at stake.
That's right.
How can you convince people that their information will be kept secure?
Well, I think Peter should address this in more depth, but it basically, one of the strategies is bringing in trusted partners to get the message across. But Peter, do you want to talk about that more in depth?
Yeah, absolutely. So like Sarah mentioned, what we're trying to do is really bring in those people who are trusted by the communities that are likely to be undercounted and have historically been undercounted. So we're partnering with community organizations, we're partnering with the health department, we're partnering with individuals who just have close ties to this community. Because while they might not accept the federal government being like, hey, take the census, it's safe, if you can get people who are really trusted by the community, who know that the census is in fact safe to take and that it's very beneficial for a community to have a high response rate, when you have those people delivering that message, people are more receptive and more likely to be like, okay, I can trust this, I can take it, it's important, and I should do it.
Is there a guarantee that you can provide to people who participate in the census that there will be no repercussions from the government whatsoever and that their data information will be kept private?
So I don't know if I can give that guarantee as somebody who's working on the outreach, but I do know that we've talked to lots of officials with the federal government's Census Bureau, and they have assured us time and time again that this is an extremely safe thing to take. Their data is extremely secure and does not leave their walls in anything but an aggregate form. Individualized data is not allowed to be shared under any circumstances. This has been tried in courts. This has been tried by the FBI trying to request individual information, and the census has always said no for the past 60 years.
So, Sarah, you're focusing on Ypsilanti, Ypsilanti Township for your article. What aspects of the community did you find were unreported or people are concerned about moving forward?
Right. So a few groups that tend to get underreported are young people 18 to 24 and college students. And obviously there's a lot of overlap between those two groups. So I talked to the student census coordinator, Denise Jimenez, about her outreach. Another group that tends to get underreported are renters. One reason, not the only reason, but one reason is, say you have somebody living in your apartment that's not on the lease, you may choose not to report them because you're afraid, again, of these repercussions of that information getting out. And so, like, the Housing Bureau and the county and other partners are trying to get the word out to renters that it's safe to reply. And then, of course, immigrants are nervous about anything to do with, you know, gathering information by the federal government. So, of course, you know, they can be nervous about taking the census as well.
How does that work if you're a student at Eastern Michigan University, for example, since we're focusing on the Ypsilanti area?
Sure.
Are you a student in Ypsilanti, or if you're from another town, or you grew...
If you're a full-time student here, and you're here more often than you are whatever town that you grew up in, you should report yourself as being in Ypsilanti. And there's a couple different reasons that that's important. One of it is, though, Eastern has, like, its own police force, for instance. The town, the city of Ypsilanti still provides, you know, like, fire service and other basic services. So if you're not counted as being here, they get less money to provide those services. I think Peter is champing at the bit to add something here.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons it's so important is we look at all of the social programs that are funded by the census. The people who are accessing those programs and those services are the people living in the community. So if you're living in this community more than 51% of the time, you're more likely than not to be accessing those services in this community. So we want to make sure that where people are and where need is, that's where the funding is going, and that's determined by where you're counted.
Peter, when you go out into the community talking about census participation in Washtenaw County, what kind of questions are you getting?
So there are a lot of questions, a lot related to it being online for the first time, a lot related to some of the things we've talked about. Is it safe? What's the point of doing it? Do I really count? I would say those are the most common questions, which are all valid questions, all questions we're happy to try and get information to. But they come up again and again. So every opportunity we can share about why the census is important and why it's safe and why people should take it is greatly appreciated.
Michigan lost a member of the House of Representatives in Congress last time around. Are we in danger of that happening again?
So it's hard to say. There is a chance. I do know that the higher response rate we have, the less likely it is that it's going to happen. Because if we have a complete count and if we can get our numbers up, even though we were fifth last time we lost a seat, the more complete count we have, the less likely we are to lose a seat. And the more accurate local maps and local representation will be as well.
And funding, of course, is at stake.
Yes, for sure.
All right, that's Peter Lindemann with the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development. Sarah Rigg, Project Manager for On the Ground IPSI. Thank you for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.